But with that accepted, I am bound to admit that in these contributions to the collectivity, far from transmitting the most precious, we are bequeathing at the utmost only a shadow of ourselves. Our works? But even the interest of life in general. What is the work of works of a man if not to establish in each one of us, an absolutely original centre in which the universe reflects itself in a unique and inimitable way? And those centres are our very selves and personalities, the very centre of our consciousness, deeper than all its radii. That is the essence which Omega, if it is to be truly Omega, must reclaim. And this essence is obviously not something of which we can dispossess ourselves for the benefit of others, as we might give away a coat or pass on a torch. For we are the very flame of that torch. To communicate itself, my ego must subsist through abandoning itself, or the gift will fade away. The conclusion is inevitable that the concentration of a conscious universe would be unthinkable if it did not reassemble in itself all consciousnesses as well as the conscious, each particular consciousness remaining conscious of itself at the end of the operation, and even, this must be absolutely understood, each particular consciousness becoming still more itself, thus becoming more clearly distinct from the others, the closer it gets to them in Omega. The exaltation, not merely the conservation of elements by convergence, what, after all, could be more simple and more thoroughly in keeping with what we all know? In any domain, whether it be the cells of the body, the members of a society, or the elements of a spiritual synthesis, union differentiates. In every organized whole, the parts perfect themselves and fulfill themselves. Through neglect of this universal rule, many a system of pantheism has led us astray to the cult of a great all, in which individuals were supposed to be merged, like a drop in the ocean, or like a dissolving grain of salt. Applied to the case of this summation of consciousness, the law of union rids us of this perilous and recurrent illusion. No, following the confluent orbits of their centres, the grains of consciousness do not tend to lose their outlines and blend, but on the contrary, to accentuate the depth and incommunicability of their egos. The more other they become in conjunction, the more they find themselves as self. How could it be otherwise, since they are steeped in Omega? Could a centre dissolve? Or rather, would not its particular way of dissolving be to supercentralize itself?